It's a Beaver Fever Friday. I'm Kelly Schultz alongside Kim Leader from this BSU women's hockey team. Obviously a new rink. What's it been like so far for you coming into the Breck?
It's been really awesome. It's a new experience, but it's been really fun. The atmosphere is fun, but, you know, we really miss the John Glass. But
hey, there's nothing wrong with missing it. I know there was a lot of excitement and hype that first weekend, and a lot of people were like, well, hopefully that'll kind of wear off. And obviously for you and your teammates, it's nice to have that weekend gone and you can concentrate on the season at hand, right?
Oh, yeah. Like, the practices have been better since this week, I feel like, because we're not just, like, in awe of the rink. And it's been so awesome. And we're starting to kind of get the feel of the ice and find the boards and understand them. And it's been good, so.
Well, and that takes a little bit of time, too, just to get used to. Obviously, it's a lot warmer here than the John Glass, the ice. How does that move?
Well, it's not as fast as before, I don't feel like. But I think it's just getting used to the rink and stuff like that. Like, it's just a different style of play.
Well, last weekend exhibition series, obviously 4-0 on Friday. Your team comes back on Saturday and just pretty much put it to the Whitecaps. How good did it feel just to get another win here at the Bemidji Regional Event Center?
It was awesome. I mean, our team is starting to, like, put it together, and our second game is always better than our first. And we kind of, like, understood how they were going to play, and we were so excited to play in our home rink again. And it's just really exciting because those girls are really, like, respectable players. So it was fun to play against them and get good competition. And our team just felt so good because they're Olympians. And I don't know, it was good to see us play that well against such good players, especially against Mercyhurst as well.
Well, and that was fun, too. Obviously, getting the first win at the BREC officially a week ago Saturday. Talk about how fun it was just to be on the ice against the number one team in the country and to get that win.
It was a really good experience because there's, like, such a fast style of play. It's so different, and it was just so fun because the team, like, see our team come together like that, because, like, our team wasn't doing as well against Wisconsin, and we were, like, trying to come together, and then during Mercyhurst, we just started to click, and it was really fun because we're in our home rink, so.
Well, this weekend, you take on the Huskies. You're back into WCHA play. A year ago, your team, you and your team, and you were part of that, beat them 2 out of 3 games to go to the final faceoff. You know that they're going to come in here and want to kind of get retribution for it. What are you going into this weekend thinking?
Well, we're working really, really hard because we know that they're not going to necessarily be easy because they probably aren't very happy about what happened last season, but we're ready to play them. We're always ready to play the St. Cloud Huskies.
It's a good rivalry, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It's definitely, I think, one of our closest rivalries.
Tell us a little bit about yourself. Where did you come from? Who did you play with when you were down there?
I'm from Eagan, but I played at Eastview High School, and I played up till my sophomore year of high school at Eastview, and then I moved to Minnesota Thoroughbreds, and I actually played with Lauren Williams on the team for 2 years at Minnesota Thoroughbreds, and that was probably one of the best experiences of my life.
Next to BSU, right?
Right. Next to that, after it.
You're probably one of the most versatile players on this hockey team. I know you probably won't admit it, but you've played forward, you've played defense. Talk about the transition and kind of how hard it is to go back and forth like that.
It's so fun because I'm ready to work hard wherever they need me, and I know my role now, and it's to play wherever they need me, and so I'm going to work hard wherever I'm at. And I thought it was a lot of fun playing up on forward last weekend, and then I played on D, and it is a transition every game, but it's becoming easier and easier.
Well, and what I noticed too from the lineups, you were on the left wing side for the one game up front, and mm-hmm. then on the right side of the defense. Yeah. How hard is it to adjust from left to right?
Oh, it's not a big deal at all. It doesn't bother me at all because it's a total different style of play from defense to forward. So I'm looking to score as a forward and looking to defend as a defender. I don't know.
And as a defender, your team is notorious for getting a lot of block shots, you being part of that defensive core on most games. How hard is it to walk away from a game and end up with all those bruises?
Oh, it's worth it. Enough said.
I knew you were going to say that. Yeah. Thanks so much, Kim, and good luck this weekend.
Oh, thank you, Kelly.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.